What's going on? What's going on? This is Alex Pardo, and this is episode 237 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, superstar, hope you're doing amazing today. Guys, first off, I hope you had an amazing, amazing Labor Day. Hope you had an opportunity to disconnect a little bit and just kind of reflect, focus, spend some time with family, loved ones, do things that invigorate you, that energize you. And, I really want to kind of focus the topic of today's episode on focusing, okay? And, I was recently working with a consulting client and, they were asking questions as far as marketing. Hey, should I take some of my marketing dollars and should I, consider going in this direction and testing out this channel? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I was reminded of the power of focus. And this is something that, I talked to them about. And, we've all heard that saying, we probably have, what you focus on expands, right? And so if anything, I hope that this podcast, this particular episode and the content I'm sharing with you just serves as a reminder, because so many people understand why focus is important. And I'm not going to get into too much detail as to why that is, but yet ask yourself, am I living proof? Am I focused right now, or am I scattered? Am I going in all these different directions? I just finished having my good friend and one of my valued team members, Adrian Liao, on the podcast here for part one of that masterclass. So if you didn't check that out, check it out. It was released, depending on when you're listening to this, on Monday, September 3rd. And, Adrian is one of those kind of unicorns that has been able to focus while still going in a few different directions simultaneously, but all within the same industry, within the same vertical. Not too far out. Like, it's not like Adrian is involved in real estate and he is, he bought a McDonald's franchise and he's trying to tackle those two things. It's all very connected and very related, right? So he's been able to make that work. But, there's still something to be said for that laser focus versus trying to chase a bunch of different rabbits. And so ask yourself, kind of pause for a second and ask yourself, am I as focused as I need to be right now? Number one, am I clear on my goals? Have I written down my vision? Do I know what I want? If you don't, that's the starting step. So nothing else I'm going to share with you is really going to matter if you don't personally know what you want. Figure out what it is you want, not what somebody else wants, not what that dude or that gal on Facebook has that you think is cool or that you want, not what your parents want, not what your spouse, what do you want? This is your life. You only get one crack at it. So figure out, get clear on what it is you want, why you want it. Once you've identified that, I'm going to kind of fast forward and assume that you know what that is. Laser focus, guys. Again, what you focus on expands. And I'm going to share with you just a few examples. So, a couple of weeks ago, we wanted to increase the number of appointments that we go on. And I challenged my acquisitions manager. I said, what's your goal? How many appointments are you going to schedule this week? And he gave me the number, and I said, and I doubled it right away. I said, why not this? And he goes, well, I don't know. I'm like, why not? Like, give me one good reason why we can't go on, why we can't double that and go on this number of appointments. And, he was kind of like, you could tell he was hesitant because he just didn't know if there was going to be enough opportunity. But Friday came around, and guess what? He doubled the number of appointments he went on in that particular week. And it's because, number one, I think I challenged him. I set the bar. He's competitive. And so he wanted to hit that. And he was focused on it. For that week, he was like, I'm going to focus on getting quality appointments. And we got it. Another example is I've said the same thing. Hey, we expect to make X amount on a wholesale deal. And when you focus on increasing your margins and doing right by the sellers and getting good at the marketing and the conversions and improving your process on the disposition side and adding value to your buyers. And when you're focused on increasing your margins, you're going to figure out what you need to do in order to do it. There's something to be said for just setting your goal, believing it's going to be done, focusing on it, and then just executing. Like, we're in an execution business. You got to execute, guys. So it's not just about setting a goal and then focusing, but what are you going to do to accomplish that? Like, set the bar and then figure it out along the way. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to fail. Doesn't mean there's not going to be roadblocks or hurdles in the way. You're going to get kicked in the teeth and punched in the gut. I promise you it's going to happen. But get up and keep going. Learn from it. Another example is we're growing here. And I think the next position I'm going to be hiring is probably bringing on an additional acquisitions person. And I started focusing on finding that right person. Now, I haven't quite found that person yet, but it's amazing how things just start to happen. God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. For me, it's God. Just people are being put in my path that could potentially fit that role. Whereas before, these may have been people that were already in my circle or that I knew of, but they just weren't on my radar for that particular role. But now, because I'm focused on it and I'm looking for it, it appears. And I think that's just another example of the power of focus. Cash flow is something that I have been more focused on this year. So aside from what we're doing in our wholesaling businesses, generating more cash flow that comes in with or without me. And it's amazing what has happened since I have focused on more cash flow. I have more income coming in from different places that I didn't before because I'm focused on just generating more cash flow, you know, whether it be from rental properties I've recently purchased in another market, or whether it be from, you know, affiliate marketing opportunities, or whether it's, some lending opportunities, you know, where I've lent out some money and I've earned some, you know, some passive returns on that side of things. It goes to focus, you know, it goes to, and the focus was cash flow. Notice, you know, everything I mentioned there, it all falls within something I'm already doing. I'm not having to go out and create a whole nother business. It's all connected. And that's kind of what I really, really want to encourage you guys is make sure you're focused. If you can focus on one thing and just, it's kind of like that magnifying glass effect. You know, you take a magnifying glass, you go out in the middle of summer on a hot day and you put that magnifying glass on a leaf and you just leave it there, it's going to burn a hole through the leaf. But if you just put the magnifying glass on the leaf for a minute and then you move it to another leaf and then you move it to another leaf, you're not going to burn a hole through anything. You're just wasting your time. So think about that analogy and just pause and kind of ask yourself, am I focused? Am I doing what needs to be done to get what I want, to accomplish my goals, to realize my vision, to have my vision become a reality? Again, I'm already assuming that you know what you want and why you want it. You've got that crystal clear. You can feel it. You can touch it. You can smell it. You can live it without actually living it, let's just say. And by the way, that's a whole separate conversation because many people don't even realize that living their vision is significantly cheaper than what you actually think it may be. If you go through the exercise of actually writing down what your vision costs you, like on a monthly basis, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. But I kind of go in a different direction here. Let's hop back on track. Ask yourself, that's really the takeaway of today's episode. Am I focused enough? You know, am I focused or am I chasing too many things at the moment? And is that a reason that I'm not happy with the results? Assuming you're not happy with the results. So that's what I want to leave you with, guys. I really, really appreciate you. I got part two with my boy Adrian coming up here. It's being released, the next podcast that's going to be released. And then aside from Adrian, I have some kick-ass guests lined up. I mean, I'm looking at the lineup here. The next four expert interviews I have are going to be just straight fire. So, guys, I really appreciate you. And I want to just give a shout out to a couple of people. I wasn't even planning on this, but this message was recently sent by Isaac Bell. He hit me up on Facebook Messenger, and Isaac, man, I really appreciate you, brother. I've never spoken to Isaac. We were connected on Facebook, but you know, we don't really know each other. And he said, "Hey, Alex, I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. And man, I have to say it's one of the most informational and helpful ones I've listened to. Thank you for all the value you add." Guys, again, man, that is like fuel to my fire. So I really appreciate, you know, people just taking the time to reach out, send me a quick message, because it's inspiring and it motivates me to continue to just put my heart and soul and passion behind this podcast, kind of pour into this mic and into your ears. And if you can just take a minute, if you feel like Isaac or some type of way that you kind of like, or even if you don't, you know, just take a minute, go to flipempire.com/iTunes, leave me an honest rating and review. I'm never going to ask you for a 5-star, although if you do, that would be amazing. But let me know what you think. You know, we got well over 100 5-star rating and reviews. And it really does help the rank the show in iTunes and helps me reach more people. And while you're there, make sure that you hit the subscribe button, you know, so that you're notified when new episodes are released on Mondays and Thursdays. So, guys, love you. Appreciate you. Catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.